The jarring events of the past year, and especially of recent weeks, have further divided an already divided nation and rocked the sensibilities even of Bible-believing Christians. In 2021, we're certainly not out of the woods. In fact, going forward, things may get difficult for Christians. As the pandemic rose, some churches took financial hits. Others found it difficult to adapt technologically. All churches had to make changes. But wise pastors reassured their congregations that the gospel does not change just because there's a pandemic, or riots in cities, or an election, or threats to our constitutional republic. This is the right message for all Christian organizations. Rich Bott, chairman and CEO of the Bott Radio Network, put out a letter stating that his organization will do what it has always done, proclaim the truth of God's word. Mr. Bott says the network's format does not depend on who is in the White House or whatever political winds are blowing. That's important because when you add the dramatic politics of the past couple of months to the rest of 2020, there's a certain weariness that's set in among Christians. A couple of veterans of the football world described this in a Wall Street Journal op-ed entitled, A Call for Christian Revival in 2021. Former player and coach and Pro Football Hall of Fame member Tony Dungy and Benjamin Watson, director of NFL programs for Pro Athletes Outreach, conclude that religious leaders are exhausted. They point out that too many churches are too reluctant to point to biblical truth out of fear of criticism from secular culture. But Christians need leaders who will not compromise truth. This is especially true for leaders who run Christian media outlets. As Americans' trust in media is diminished, Christian media becomes more crucial than ever. Kirby Anderson and the staff here at Point of View remain committed to providing wise, biblically-based, and truthful analysis of cultural trends and the events swirling around us. For Point of View, I'm Penner Dexter.